With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Environmentalists are expressing disappointment in the new Clean Power Plan Advisory Council that Governor Steve Bullock announced today. The 27-member body includes 17 people either directly tied to the coal-fired energy sector or supportive of it. Bullock created the advisory council in response to new EPA rules limiting carbon dioxide emissions from power plants in the U.S. The so-called Clean Power Plan assigns each state a numerical limit on CO2 emissions. Under the plan, Montana would have to reduce its CO2 emissions by 47% by 2030. That's more than any other state. Bullock has called the target set for Montana unfair and supports Attorney General Tim Fox joining the state to a lawsuit seeking to halt the Clean Power Plan. Ann Hedges, Deputy Director of the Montana Environmental Information Center, says the new advisory council is unbalanced.
This is a list that reflects the past instead of the future. This is very heavily weighted towards the people who have put us in the position we're in today of needing to reduce emissions.
Hedges says she's frustrated about the council's understanding of renewable energy, especially during a time when the use of solar energy is growing.
I'm not seeing anybody on this list that has really technical knowledge about the solar industry.
Concerns about pollution and human health are primary reasons for the call for lower CO2 emissions, Hedges says, so she thinks the absence of a public health advocate is an oversight as well. While Hedges was excited about some of the picks, like former Public Service Commissioner Tom Schneider, she says this council announcement is overall a huge disappointment.
Some really great people on this list, and we're really pleased to see them, but they are going to be outvoted if there's voting. They're going to be outgunned because you have every fossil fuel developer nearly in Montana on here and very, very few clean energy producers. And the solutions to carbon pollution are going to come in the form of clean energy. And it would be better to have more of those people involved in this discussion who can really help move the state forward.
Among those on the council who have opposed the coal industry in Montana are Diego Rivas with the Northwest Energy Coalition and Pat Sweeney with the Billings-based Western Organization of Resource Councils. I'm Eric Whitney.